It's time for boys high school basketball action on WKTN. Tonight, the Kenton Wildcats travel to Upper Sandusky to take on the Rams. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Gal Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Insole Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl, Cessna Transport, Rufo Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live from Upper Sandusky, the legendary duo of Jim Homan and Buckeye Bob Simmons.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Upper Sandusky. We've got regional boys basketball action on tap this season. The Kenton Wildcats are in town to take on the Upper Sandusky Rams. The Wildcats are 7-4 in the season. They fell 79-77 in triple overtime to Salina last night. Upper Sandusky checks in at 6-5. They lost to Cary 53-48 last night. Both teams snapping five-game winning streaks. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Homan. With me is Bob Simmons. We're into good time. We get the Cessna Transport pregame show started right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Brand new Ram 1500s and 2500s, Jeep Grand Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more. All with freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off MSRP. $13,000 off, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Ram 1500 is the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 ever. Need credit? We work hard to get you approved, even if you've been turned down elsewhere. And we want your trade, no matter how much you owe. Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off, 3.9% financing for 72 months, and no payments for 90 days during the Start Something New sales event at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Marion. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
23 Ram 1500, 42.2, 2,000 down, 628 a month, 72 months, 3.9% APR plus tax tag title. Deferment to qualified buyers.
Hey, neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School for tonight's game between the Kenton Wildcats and the Upper Sandusky Rams. We will tell you in the JV game was very entertaining. Kenton won that 49-45. We'll be back to talk about both teams after these.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School. Let's look at these Rams tonight. Jim, they come in, as you mentioned, 6-5, 3-4 in their league in the Northern 10. They had a five-game winning streak until last night, and they took on Cary, lost 53-48. Prior to that, the five-game winning streak included Buckeye Central 59-26, Bucyrus 86-52, Riverdale 52-37, Pacific Columbia 62-55, and Mohawk 50-46.
Last night, the 53-48 loss to Cary. Holden Darris had 16 points. Justin Hellman had 10 for the Rams. They had five players score, all between 16 and 6 on the night for the Coach Jeff Winslow's team. Darris, 16 points a game, fourth in the Northern 10. Caden Isles scoring 11 points a contest. That's 10th in the conference. He's third in the league in rebounding at 7 rebounds a game. We're taking that time to assess the transport pregame show. Come back to the Kenton Wildcats right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Check out Lyle Dean with To Your Health, weekday mornings after the 7:30 weather report. To Your Health is brought to you by Ohio Health, Hardin Memorial Hospital, on WKTN.
When I found out I had postpartum depression, I realized caring for my son starts with caring for me.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School. Let's look at the Wildcats, who enter tonight's game. They had a tough one last night. They played Salina to three overtimes and fell 79-77.
24 points from Gavin Payne, 19 for Ethan Yoder, 13 from Stephen Piper. Tough loss for the Wildcats. They led by 11 out of three quarters. Led by eight with just over 2 minutes left in regulation, then really had to rally in both overtime periods to force the third one when Salina took over. Wildcats 7-4, as mentioned, that five-game winning streak snapped in there. I was going to say, so a tough loss for the Wildcats. We'll take another time to assess the transport pregame show. Come back to hear more about the Wildcats right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you passionate about engineering? Looking for a career shift? Then join the incredible staff at Ohio High Point Career Center as a high school engineering teacher. Help shape the engineers of tomorrow and open doors to endless possibilities. As the demand for skilled technicians continues to rise, Ohio High Point needs you to train the next generation of engineers, IT, and cybersecurity leaders. You'll enjoy an industry-leading benefits package, salary, and tuition reimbursement as you make a difference in students' lives. Start the next chapter of your career and apply at ohiohighpoint.com.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Agriculture is important to our community. Get the latest ag news by listening to Brownfield Ag Reports weekday mornings at 5:45 on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, your home for winning, WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know what your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your midday market update at noon and the closing stock market report at 5 p.m. on WKTN. Brought to you by Edward Jones, two locations in Kenton at 15 North Detroit Street and 1227 East Columbus Street.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School. Just getting ready here for the start of tonight's game. And the Wildcats, as Jim mentioned, they also had a five-game win spree, kind of like Upper Sandusky. So both teams are going to have to rebound after last night.
Yeah, Bob, the big thing for me for the Wildcats is how do you bounce back after that when you've got a triple overtime league game loss on Friday night and have to come back on Saturday night and play a very good Upper Sandusky team on the road. How do you bounce back from that, Bob? That's a challenge. There's no question about that. I know Coach Miller talked about yesterday, hey, you know, we're trying to explain – and you get the kids to understand they have to have a short memory sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing right there for the Wildcats. So they have to be ready, you know, because, hey, you know what, there's no forgiveness. You know, Upper Sandusky's going to be ready to play. And quite frankly, for Jeff Winslow's team, for Upper Sandusky, they had the tough loss to a local rival in Cary last night. So both these teams having the five-game winning streak snap. And, you know, Tony Stavlos, tell me, a former Kenton coach, you know, friend of WKTN, you know, the best part about high school basketball, Bob, is if you win on Friday, you got a chance to sweep the weekend. You lose on Friday, you can catch up on Saturday and get out of here with one. So it's a case of, you know what, there's the opportunity for both these teams to save the weekend and start to regain some momentum. No question about that. Again, wrap up. Sets of Transport pregame show. We're going to come back, have the starting lineups, and tip this one off right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Hey neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School in tonight's game between the Wildcats and Ryan Miller's team. Come in at 7-4, and Upper Sandusky Rams, Jeff Winslow, they come in at 6-5. We do know the starters tonight, but we'll tell you some other things first. The opening tip is brought to you by HSLC, and the opening quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices and Andrew Benchek. Let us look at the Kenton starters because we have no earthly idea who's starting for Upper because they're not putting it on the board. They're trying to confuse me. Looks like Corbin Johnson, the 6'2 junior, will start for the Wildcats. Blaine Bouchon, this 5'6" sophomore. Ethan Yoder comes in at 6'4". He is a senior. Also starting is Dawson Miller, the 6' junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Gavin Payne, the 6'4 senior.
Yeah, we talked about the Kenton Wildcats there in the Cessna Transport pregame show, Bob. Lost last night's bad on every level. I'm like, it's just a team effort over. The point is, you have to bounce back from a triple overtime game. And yeah, we didn't win the game in the air, but I kept getting the updates on Twitter. I'm like, okay, you got to win this game because if not, you lose a triple overtime game and you come back the next night and play. A lot easier to do that after a win.
No.
But I look at the numbers situation, Bob. You want to get to 5 wins the Western Buckeye League, the first goal. Well, you're 1-2 now. You led in the fourth quarter of both your losses, the second half, I should say. But now you look at the math. Okay, you got to find a way to to win 4 of the final 6 Western Buckeye League games. That's going to be tough, Bob. You want to get 12 wins the season. That means you get 5 more. There are opportunities in the schedule. Don't get me wrong to get wins, but Bob, it would be a lot easier with one more win last night.
Yeah, and that's got to be a tough one being up by 8. The starters for Upper Sandusky, Holden Darris comes in at 6'5". He's a senior. Justin Heilman, the 5'10 junior. Brock Montgomery, the 6'1 junior. Josh Heilman comes in at 6'3". He's a sophomore. And Cayman Isles, the 6'5 junior. Little size there.
Well, coach team, Bob, their loss has been to pretty good teams and pretty competitive every night for the Rams. And both teams playing well, had the speed bump last night. We're going to see who reacts better to that tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Isles is going to jump it up against Gavin Payne. Not a real good toss, but the Rams come up with it.
Hey, the game start, that's all that matters, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Isles has got it out top. Shades to the left side. Lost the handle. The Wildcats get the steal. Good job that time by Miller. Was able to pick up that ball loose on the floor. Up court it comes in the hands of Bouchon. He's got it on the right side in front of the Upper Sandusky bench. Here is Gavin Payne off to Yoder. Yoder thought about the 3, didn't take it. Back out top it comes to Johnston. Goes left side. Here comes a quick 3 ball. And we got our first Ace Hardware 3 of the game. Buried that time by Bouchon.
Real good sequence there for the Wildcats. Good ball and results in the 3-pointer. Cats on top 3-0.
Here's a 3 ball right below us here, taken by Upper Sandusky's Heilman. He misses it. Rebound comes down to the Wildcats. Across the timeline comes Bouchon. Hands the ball off to Johnston. They go in the corner to Yoder. Yoder penetrating, spinning. Cross court it comes in the hands of Johnston. He takes it to the left side and back out to Miller. Dawson Miller with the rock out top. penetrating. Stopped at the below the foul line off to Yoder. Yoder back out top. Johnson. Here's a long one by Gavin Payne. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Upper Sandusky. Good job by Montgomery that time. Quickly down inside. Boy, that came down quickly. Reverse layup. That will go down for Darius.
Holden Darius, a 6'5 senior. His first buck of the night. Makes it 3-2 Kent now. 6:28 and counting to play in the first quarter. Root Lumber Rio scoreboard.
Johnson gets it off to Gavin Payne. Gavin Payne leaning in there, then penetrates. Takes the foul on jumper and it's blocked. Blocked very nicely that time by Darius. And Upper Sandusky quickly ahead in the court. Got it out top. Pens it down to the right side in the hands of Montgomery. He dumps it quickly. Turn around and spinning that time, trying to find some of these aisles. He dumps it off, penetrating to the move. Nice move to the hole. Nice move by Heilman.
Quick nice move. Little finish there, yes, for Justin Heilman, the 5'10 junior. His first bucket makes it 4-3 now, Rams.
Ball's loose on the floor, upper, and Kenton tied up. We got a jump ball. It's going to come the way of Kenton. We'll remind you there will be a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000, will win a large one-item pizza. Stick around after we're off the air for that very good question. Deep in the backcourt, picked up that time by Bushong. He brings it across the timeline. 5:41 to go here. 4-3 upper. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons on 95.3 WKTN. Here is Gavin Payne. Ball's knocked away from him, goes out of bounds, and will trigger in yet again at center court.
5:31 to play. Clock stop first quarter. 4-3. Kent on top of Upper Sandusky. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Wildcats across the timeline. Comes Bushong. Deep in the corner, Yoder thought about the three but didn't take it. Brings it back out top. Back off to Johnston. Back to Gavin Payne. Yoder. He takes the long three ball. Won't go down. Rebound skied and pulled down by Upper Sandusky. Good job that time by Darius again. He's got the rock out top. They pass down low. Leaning in. Turnaround jumper won't go. Darius with the rebound. Puts it back up. That one won't go. Rebound clean by Payne that time. Gets it to Yoder. 4-3. Upper Sandusky with the lead. Kent with the rock with 4:48 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Johnston. Dumps it off. Bushong. And we got a little foul here called.
Rams on top, 4-3, 4:40 to play here in the first quarter.
We'll also remind you, there will be a glazed over Kenton player of the game. That will go to the visitors, Kenton. And Root Lumber player of the game will go to the home team, Upper Sandusky. We'll be announcing that and during the post-game show. Out top in the hands of Johnston. Dribbles around out top, dumps to the right side. Here is Miller, Dawson Miller, penetrating. And we got him with the travel.
First Kenton turnover. Each team with one of those now. 4:25 to play in the first quarter. 4-3 Rams on top of the Wildcats. We got a Root Lumber timeout by Kenton. We'll get one, too. 4:25 to play in the first quarter. It's over Sandusky 4, Kenton 3. We'll be right back.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School after the Root Lumber timeout, and the Rams will be bringing the ball the full length of the court. Inbounded, brought up the court by Heilman. He spins to the right side, then hands it off. Got a little weave here running here quickly off to Heilman. Then back to Darius. Then they pass it off to Montgomery. Then back out top to Heilman. He takes it to the left side. They're going to try that. Then a drive down the lane. No shot taken that time. Back out top.
Yeah, comes good hedge by Payne there. Cut off the baseline drive for Darius. So, of course, he just steps back as a three.
Yeah. Step back three, Jim. Give him five, and it's 7-3 upper. Nice little move. Cross to Johnston. Back off it comes to Bushong. He's orchestrating what the Wildcats want. Kind of shades a little bit to the right side. Hands it off to Johnston. He brings it back to the middle up top. Comes off to Dawson Miller. Leans in. Lost the handle. Here comes Upper Sandusky the other way. Pass down low. Layup up and in. Very nicely done by Heilman.
Heilman nice and Darris have combined for all 9 points for the Rams. They lead 9-3 now. 3:24 to play in the first quarter.
Driving to the hole. Bouchon puts it up and lost the handle. Here comes Upper yet again. They're on a run. Out top it comes. Looks over the defense again, Heilman. They get it inside. A little spin, turnaround jumper. That one will go down. Very nicely done by Isles. That's a nice move in the post.
Nice soft touch to the left hand. Now it's 11-3. 8-point lead now for Upper Sandusky. Rams on a 9-0 run.
Quickly out it comes to Dawson Miller. Yoder. Payne.
Just an 11-0 run. Can't score the first 3 points.
Yeah, that's right. Hands it off. Here's a long one by Dawson Miller. No. Rebound comes down to Upper Sandusky again. Only allowing Wildcats one shot. Quickly hand in the hands of Heilman. He dumps it back off to Darris. Darris back to the postman, and he says, nope, don't have anything. So they pass it back out top. Montgomery. Cross to Heilman. Inside they go again, and shot off the window. Won't go that time by Isles. Wildcats quickly the other way. Yoder with the good rebound. Here's Johnston. He takes the trifecta. There's another Ace Hardware three. Nice shot by Johnston.
Nice little step back three there for Corbin Johnston. 11-6. Now, Sandusky's lead is 5. First the 2 minute mark the first quarter.
Quickly come here to the right corner, thinking about the three, but not taking. They go inside yet again. Here's Isles. He gets rid of it. Back out left side to Montgomery. Then they bring it out top. Going to reset here. 1:51 to go. 11-6 Upper Sandusky. Resetting here in the hands of Heilman. Pitch and catch with Isles, who's come out. Oop, almost hit him in the head. Here's a three ball. No good that time. Taken by Darris. Rebound pulled down by Yoder again. Wildcats hold them to one possession.
That was a real good rebound for Ethan Yoder. Went up there, good block out. Skied up there, cleared the carry for Old Kenton.
Ooh, an athletic move by Yoder that time. And you get him with the charge.
Charge on Ethan Yoder.
Yep.
Yeah, very athletic move there from Yoder, a little out of control. Good job stepping over, taking the charge. Turner and Kenton, that's number 4 for the Wildcats. Ball going back to the Rams, 1:22 to play in the first quarter.
They inbound it quickly, and the ball's passed across to Montgomery. He's going to bring it across the Wildcats, a little 1-2-2. Quick down inside. A little deep here, no pass, and they go back out top. It goes to Montgomery. Across to Heilman. He dumps it off inside yet again to Isles. They go a lot to Isles. Isles in the paint. Gets his foot out of there, so they don't even call for 3 seconds.
Yeah, after Bob and I go up there, we've got the Domino's question of the game. First straight call, 4-9-6-7-5-3000. Got a large one-iron pizza from Domino's. Been a fun first quarter here. Rams on top 11-6, running some clock here. The final 45 seconds here of the first quarter.
Here's Isles. Dumps it off to Heilman. And they skip it left side. In the hands of Fry, who just checked into the game. Back out top, here comes Isles again. A lot of movement with this offense. Everybody's handling the ball.
Well, it's a group, Bob. You can see us spend a lot of time together playing. They understand, you know, it's that fluid motion offense, Bob, where you're reading and reacting what your teammates and defense does, and they're doing it real well right now for this first quarter.
How about a long trifecta, and that one's buried. An Ace Hardware three for Montgomery. Man, he shot that confidently.
Yeah, Brock Montgomery there, his first buck of the night. Now it's 14-6 Rams, final 8 seconds here of the first quarter.
Yoder, 6 seconds. Out with Payne with 4. Miller. Here's a long 3 at the buzzer. No good. We played 1 here. It's Upper Sandusky 14, the Wildcats 6. We'll be back.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Hey, neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School here for the second quarter. What do you have over there, Jim?
First quarter, Kent Wildcats go 2 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 6 from deep. Upper Sandusky goes 6 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown. 5-4 edge for the Rams on the boards, 4 Kenton turnovers, 1 for Upper Sandusky. No free throws in that first period.
Remind you, this quarter is brought to you by Roof Offices and Andrew Benchek. And the Rams get the ball first in the hands of Fry.
In case you're wondering, Bob, back-to-back pick sixes from Joe Flacco. 38-14, Houston on top of Cleveland, third quarter.
Really?
Houston's good. And yeah. C.J. Stroud's had a good game as well. Yeah. I just glanced at my phone there. I was going to say, Cleveland's had a great season. Their defense is outstanding in the playoffs. Game's not over.
I'm happy for C.J.
But, yeah, I'm right for C.J. Stroud as well as an Ohio State guy.
Yeah. Here's Darius, dumps it in the corner. Here's a long trifecta deep in the corner pocket by Osborne, who checked in the game. Rebound shot put back up and in by Darius. Wow.
Darius there with 7 points, 4 rebounds. Leads everybody in both categories. 10-point lead now for the Rams, 16-6. 7-10 to play here in the second quarter.
Here's Payne out to Yoder. And quickly across back to Bouchong. Back to Dawson Miller. Penetrating, knocked away, and stolen. Fry dumps it off. Nice move to the hole by Darius, and he's got the arm. Going to get some middle high-energy free throws.
Yeah, right now the Wildcats, as we've kind of talked to, they're really off, out of sync offense. I want to give them a lot of credit for that with their defense. The Wildcats having a hard time getting good shots. 5 turnovers now for the Wildcats. And again, Upperson has done a great job of turning those into opportunities the other end.
Exactly right.
That was on Piper's first, team first.
A couple middle high energy free throws, eyes and flies off the front end of the iron by Holden Darius, the 6'5 senior.
Substitution number 20, Josh Heilman, replacing Brock Montgomery.
Brock Montgomery steps over hitting that three-pointer, replaced by Josh Heilman.
Yep. A voice of someone we know quite well.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's directed to her. I call Mrs. Massera ma'am.
Yeah, Massera ma'am.
Mrs. Massera. She's ma'am to me. I was going to say, if not, trust me, she lets me know.
Yeah, misses the second middle higher and she free throw. Still 16-6, and then it's got a steal. Well, I'll tell you, Darius read that perfectly, and he gets the layup. Oh, he missed it. Missed the layup. Quickly ahead, the Wildcats, they get the layup. Very nicely done that time. Running the court is Bouchong. Give him 5.
Wildcats dodge a bullet there. Could have been much worse. 16-8 now. Rams double up the Wildcats. 6:25 to play here in the second quarter.
Rams have the rock out top in the hands of Fry. Fry trying to find somebody. They go inside. Turnaround jumper. Nothing but net there for Parker Osborne.
His first buck of the night. Yep. Great minds think alike. 18-8 now. 10-point lead for the Rams. Approaching the 6-minute mark of the second quarter.
Yoder faked the three and then kind of backed it up. Has the rock penetrating. Nice move in the corner. Here's Miller with the long three ball. No. Rebound pulled down by the Wildcats. Here's another three that will not go down by Bouchong. Rebound pulled down by Upper Sandusky's Heilman. Fry has the rock out top. Bring it out is Osborne. He hands it off. Here's a three ball. Yep. Darius gets another three. Another Ace Hardware three.
First player in double figures for the team. He's got 10, 21-8 now. Rams by 13, 5:29 to play in the second quarter.
Here's Yoder looking over that defense. Miller backdoor cut, nicely done for a layup.
Steven Piper with the bucket. Nice little pass there from Ethan Yoder. Lumber timeout by the Kenton Wildcats. We'll get one as well. 5:19 to play in the second quarter, 21-10. Upper Sandusky on top of Kenton. We'll be right back.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more?
With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton, to Upper Sandusky High School. Kenton trails 21-10. Remind you, there will be a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-3000 will win a large one-item pizza from Domino's.
Yeah, Ryan Miller, they're calling a second timeout here the first half. Trying to do something to kind of turn the momentum here a little bit, Bob. I think right now, hoping maybe some plays, make some plays defense, but right now I think also they got to find a way to get some easy shots at the other end of the floor.
Yeah, they do. That's hurting them a lot more. You're exactly right. Here's Fry. Right down below us, deep in the corner is Isles. He penetrates. Dumps it to Fry in the corner, then gets it back. Going to lean in, turn, doesn't have a shot, throws it away. Good defense that time by Bushong to steal that.
Nice little double team there. Then Bushong steps in the passing lane. Wildcats the ball back, trailing by 11.
Right side it goes. Here's a long three ball. Very nicely named by Piper.
Back-to-back moves from Stephen Piper. He's got 5 points now. Kenton draws with an 8.
Here's a drive to the hole and a layup made by Heilman.
Well, again, just now with the bucket, no one stops the ball, Bob. Fundamental play there. Heilman does what you're supposed to do. Just drove, no one stepped in front of him, lays it in, makes a 10-point lead now for the Rams.
Here's Bushong, Yoder. Yoder skips it left side. Piper, back to Yoder. Yoder penetrating, doesn't have it. Back in the corner, Piper takes the three, no. Rebound comes down to Gavin Payne. Back up, yes.
First buck of the night for Gavin. Makes it 23-15. Good work on the offensive glass, keeping the possession alive for the Cats.
Out top in the hands of Heilman. Penetrating, doesn't have anything. Here comes a long three ball. Wow. That one was made by Josh Heilman. Another Ace Hardware three.
Rams now 4-7 from downtown. They lead by 11, 26-15, 3:33 in kind of play in the second quarter.
Ball out top in the hand of Payne. Skips it across. Yoder. In the corner, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, looking for Gavin Payne on the backside. Pass is a little bit too long. Ball going back up to Sandusky. 26-15, Rams on top of the Wildcats. The Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Rams will bring it the full length of the court here. Still in the backcourt.
He walks on the 1-2-2 zone. Turns a little different here.
Little change up here. Pass down low, inside. Good interior defense. And yet another steal by Bushong. They did that, played that very well.
Nice job there of trapping, getting the turnover.
How about a quick three? Buried by Bushong.
The root number 3-pointer by Blaine Bushong. He's got 8 points now, 26-18. Wildcats back to within 8.
Back out top, driving down the lane, and got a foul called. Have a few Ace Hardware threes tonight, don't we? Not as many as I've seen, but a few.
Dawson Milk, the foul.
Looks like they're going to trigger in down below here. This is Darris doing that.
His first foul, team second.
Top they go. Catching that is Isles. He dumps it off. Trying to cut for a back door. They stop that again, did the Wildcats. They've done a pretty good job on defense. Last several possessions down here. Across to Montgomery. He takes a long three. Another long three-pointer. Ace Hardware for
Brock Montgomery there. Montgomery. He's got 6 points there. It's
two of
29-18 on the two three-pointers.
Yoder to Payne, deep in the left corner. Double teamed, gets rid of it. Passes back to Dawson Miller. Then back out to Yoder. Yoder takes the elbow jumper. Yes, very nicely done. His first two.
29-20 now, 2 missed player in the first half. Rams the basketball in a 9-point lead.
Mind you, there will be a Root Lumber player of the game for Upper Sandusky and a glazed over player of the game for the Wildcats tonight. We'll name that during the postgame show. Out top the ball in the hands of Heilman. Heilman skips it to the left side in the hands of Isles. Isles Trying to find somebody. They got somebody deep on the baseline. They missed him. Darius was sneaking down.
Yeah, the Wildcats did just enough there about ball pressure to kind of not give that clear passing sight line. Yep. Like I said, Darius was open there, that little back cut with the flex cut there.
Yep. Here's Isles in the lane. Gets rid of it. Back out top. They skip it quickly. Here's Darius. Darius driving. Has the rock leaning in, and back out top it goes to Montgomery.
Yeah, it's good defense there by Yoder. The Rams were a little give and go there between Isles and Darius, and Yoder batted the ball away, but Darius ran it down to keep possession for the Rams, pushing the one-minute mark to the second quarter, 29-20, upper Sandusky on top of Kenton.
Heilman gets rivet across to Montgomery. 57 seconds to go in the opening quarter, being very deliberate and patient. Heilman, he thought about the three. You see, cocked it up and didn't take it. Back to Heilman. Maybe the last shot here. We're down to 40 seconds.
Yeah, Rams being very patient. Got that 9-point lead. They burned over a minute of the second quarter clock off. They got the ball just over 2 minutes to play, and they crossed the timeline. Now we're at the 35-second mark.
Yep. Out top in the hands of Montgomery. Do not kind of making sure the official hasn't started the count. He dribbles it back to the center court. Almost next. Now they're going to start counting. Back to Darius. Darius at 20 seconds to go. 29-20, upper Sandusky. Out top to Heilman with 13 seconds to go. Now we're at 10. He's pointing. He's going to penetrate. Takes the runner. That one will go down. Very nicely done by Heilman. And we got a score here at the half. It is upper Sandusky, 31. Wildcats, 20. We'll be back with the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show after these.
Getting paid tomorrow or maybe even 2 days from now? Do you direct deposit with Quest Federal Credit Union? If not, you should. Quest FCU is now offering early access to direct deposits. Get paid today. For a small fee, you can have your cash immediately deposited. Go to questfcu.com/quickpay for all the details. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, member eligibility required.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the halftime show here brought to you by Superior Credit Union. Wildcats trail by 11, 31-20.
Through two quarters here, the Wildcats, 8 of 17 from the floor. Upper Sandusky, 13 of 20. That's 65% for the Rams. 5 of 8 from deep for Upper Sandusky. Wildcats, very respectable. 4 of 10 from downtown. 8-7, the advantage for Kenton on the boards. Not a lot of misses for people to grab tonight. 4 rebounds for Ethan Yoder to lead Kenton. 4 for Holden Darius to lead Upper Sandusky. 7 Kenton turnovers, 3 for the Rams. 2 free throws were taken by Holden Darius. They were both off the mark. All the foul shots in the first quarter, the first half, just 2 of them there. And that's where we're at now, 31-20 at the break.
Yep. Let's look at the scoring the first half for Upper Sandusky. Darius Holden Darius, reversal there, Bob. He leads him with 10-8 for Justin Heilman, 6 for Brock Montgomery, 3 for Josh Heilman, and then 2 apiece for Cayman Isles and for Parker Osborne. The Wildcats had 5 scored the first half, 2 for Ethan Yoder, 2 also for Gavin Payne, 3 the first half for Corbin Johnston, 5 for Stephen Piper. And leading the Wildcats in scoring the first half with a couple of those ace hardware threes is Blaine Bushong with 8.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the Wildcats have looked out of sync offensively. That's still not shooting a bad percentage, Bob, but some numbers can be deceiving at times because right now, getting the Rams to the 11-point lead, they have dictated tempo, and that's going to be the big thing for the Wildcats. I'm trying to figure out how we want to correct some things here at the break.
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. They're a little bit out of sync. I think a little bit more on offense than they are defense. Thought they adjusted quite well the second quarter defensively. They had some stops down here, but they're just kind of out of sync offensively.
Have never really get the Rams out of their offense after that 3-0 Kenton lead when they made the first buck of the ball game. Blaine Bushong with the 3 and then 11 straight for Upper Sandusky. And since then, the Rams really controlled things here. Halftime here at Upper Sandusky. Spirit Creighton halftime show. It's the Rams 31, the Wildcats 20. Bob and I back with more of the halftime show right after this.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Hey neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky. Hey, in the halftime here, it's a Superior Credit Union halftime show. As we said, Kent trails by 11 in the locker room, trying to find some adjustments so they can get back in this game.
Yeah, Bob, situation, you know, we talk about this all the time. I think it's important in every sport, so in every game, regardless of the score. First few minutes here, the third quarter will be big. The Wildcats got trying to change momentum, and like I said, if nothing else, get Upper Sandusky out of their comfort zone. The Rams have been playing, very much, again, got the lead. You can be very patient when you have that lead. They've executed tremendously, have the Rams. I want to be clear, this is mostly Upper Sandusky. Sometimes it's us, sometimes it's them. The situation where it's definitely Upper Sandusky's played real good basketball here in the first half, and now for the Wildcats, again, you have two more quarters left, Bob. How much of it might be the fact that the Wildcats a little worn down from last night, triple overtime?
Yeah.
You know, playing a very good team on the road, all that adds up. And right now the Rams at 11-point lead, and we'll see if the Wildcats can find some way to kind of shake some things loose here in the second half.
Yeah, exactly right. And they in a, kind of a little different Upper Sandusky team we've seen. But if good coaching, you adjust to what you have. And they can be very deliberate, and then they can be up and down the court quickly. We'll give you a couple girls' scores today that I think I have correctly. Riverdale beat USV 63-42 today in afternoon action. Temple Christian took down Hardin Northern 65-34. And Ridgemont, they lost to Van Loo 42-37.
Again, halftime here at Upper Sandusky Superior Credit Union halftime show. The homestanding Rams of the Kenton Wildcats 31-20. Bob and I back the third quarter right after this.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
HSLC, infinite opportunities. HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School for tonight's game between the Wildcats and the Upper Sandusky Rams. 31-20 here at the half, and Kenton still in the locker room discussing strategy.
Well, yeah, it's a situation there, Bob, where, again, not much went right for the Wildcats in the first half. You know, it's a situation there where, you know, trying to regroup at this point. As I said, JV game was good and went the way of the Wildcats, 49-45. That was an outstanding ball game. But, yeah, that first half, again, Bob, it could be talking tactics, Bob. It could be one of those come-to-Jesus timeouts, as we've talked about before, where you're trying to maybe motivate kids a little bit. I was going to say, but right now, the halftime definitely came at the right time for the Wildcats. A great final 2 minutes for the Rams. Burned all that clock, I was going to say, and wound up with a little teardrop floater there, which made this 11-point game at the break.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think we talked about defense here. Defensively, I thought they cranked it up in the second quarter. Wildcats coming out on the floor right now. But they're just not in sync offensively. It just seems like there's something missing there. And maybe just relax and come out there and get the job done, because they know how to do it. They're all talented enough to do that.
Again, getting set for the third quarter. The third quarter will be brushed by HSLC, and the third quarter sponsor of the Roof Offices, Andrew Benchick.
Roof Offices, yep.
And then again during our post-game show, Bob and I are going to name players of the game, brushed by Root Lumber and Glazed Over Kenton. Stick around for that. Hope you enjoy the second half here. It's been a fun ball game, Bob. It's been an interesting game. And like I said, I really do think the first few minutes of the third quarter will be big if the Rams can keep this double-digit game. Keep slowing things down, Bob, spreading the floor out, playing that deliberate style of basketball. I like their chances, quite frankly, with the Wildcats. I mean, something there just to change the tempo here, Bob.
Yeah.
Change the general feeling here of the ball game here in the third quarter. That'll go a long way again, not just cutting in the 11-point deficit, but just getting the Rams out of their comfort zone. I know I mentioned that several times. I think that's important, because it looks like Upper has not really been rattled all night.
No. And I think you look at this, and as I always say, you're down by 11. You don't have to get them all at once. Just chip away at them, play good defense again, and find some continuity on offense. And it looks like Kenton will get the rock first. That's a good sign. You always want that when you're down and haven't had a really great first half, that you get an opportunity to start.
Looks Miller, like. Johnston, Bushong, Yoder, and Payne, the 5-on-the-4 for the Kenton Wildcats. Yep. You got Darius out there with Heilman Isles. Another deep at Heilman, two Heilmans, I was going to say. And the Wildcats with the basketball. They're starting the third quarter.
Uh-oh, we've got a little trapping here by Upper Sandusky, and they get the steal. Drive the other way. Shot put up that time is no good by Darius, but he's going to get some middle high energy free throws.
Yeah, the Wildcats are trapped and trying to throw the ball off a defender. The defender moved out of the way smartly, and the ball is loose. Turns into a layup the other end of the floor for Upper Sandusky. Two throws coming here for Holden Darius. 7:45 to play here in the third quarter. Fouls on Corbin Johnson, his first. Team first.
Middle high energy free throws. Holden Darius, he eyes and flies, nothing but net. Give him 11, he's still the leading scorer in the game. Second opportunity here for the 6'5 senior. Eyes and flies, and that was nothing but net. Give him 12. 33-20 here on 95.3 WKTN, your region, your radio. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing you this action between Upper Sandusky and Kenton. Here's a long trifecta. Will not go down that time by Miller. Quickly ahead goes the other way is Montgomery. He got it, pushed it quickly. Deep corner three. Yep. There's another Ace Hardware three for Heilman.
Josh Heilman there's got 6 points now. It's a 16-point lead for Upper Sandusky, 36-20, 7:14 counting in the third quarter.
Johnston off the Yoder, right down below us. Yoder looking over that defense. Get it to Payne. Payne with the rock. Back out to Yoder. Both on the left side. Yoder penetrates, takes the jumper. No. Rebound comes down, goes off the hands, well, they said, of Payne. So Upper will get it.
Wildcats still trying to find a rhythm on offense. 6:50 to play here in the third quarter.
Darius will trigger in. They're picking him up full court with that 1-2-2 again. A little trap in the corner, gets it back to Darius. Darius quickly ahead. It comes to Heilman. And they pass back to Darius. Still yet to get it across the timeline, and they finally do. Good job by Heilman. Shades it right in front of the Upper Sandusky bench over to Montgomery. He gets the rock back again. Penetrating. Passes down low. Nice give and go play. T. 2 points for Isles, give him four.
Yeah, nice little pass there from Montgomery to Isles. Isles has got 4 points now, 38-20. Rams by 18, 6:19 to play here in the third quarter.
Nice leaning by Johnson. He couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Isles. 6:13 to go. Jim said 38-20. Drive to the hoop. Shot is no good that time. Taken by Isles. Wildcats come away with the rebound. Yoder. Big three taken. It will not go down that time by Bushong. Rebound by Upper Sandusky. I mean, we'll have the Root Lumber player of the game for Upper Sandusky and the glaze over for the Kenton Wildcats. Here's a long three ball. Oh, that was all.
Holden Darris leads. Max Hummel checking in for the Wildcats, as well as Stephen Piperlinger, plus Corbin Johnston and Dawson Miller.
Second toss for Holden Darris. Eyes and flies, nothing but net on that middle hand throw. He's got 13. 39-20, Upper Sandusky. Yoder looks over the trap, passes here. Driving down Piper. Nice pass inside to Gavin Payne. That won't go, but he's gone to the line. Nice pass from Piper to Payne, who was cutting.
Turned down the three-pointer in the corner, drove baseline, hit the cutting Payne. Two-minute Ohio free throws coming out for Gavin Payne. First foul night on the Rams, I believe. This one's going to be on Caden Niles, his first team first.
Gavin Payne. Eyes and flies and nothing but net for him, giving 3 points on the night.
And I'll be clear, I make that comment, Bob. There haven't been a lot of fouls called in the Wildcats. The officials done a nice job.
I know. Kind of an interesting game. Payne eyes and flies the second one, nothing but net for that middle high energy. Free throw, give him four. Make it 39-22. Across the timeline quickly is Montgomery. He dumps the ball off. Excuse me. Gets it back out top. At the elbow in the hands of Isles. He gets rid of it. Penetrating is Heilman. Back out top. Here's a long three ball. Corner pocket, no. Rebound comes down to Payne. Yoder helped him a little bit with that, too.
17-point lead for the Rams. The Wildcats the basketball. They're 5 minutes playing the third quarter. 39-22 up Sandusky on top of Kenton.
Piper gets rid of it to Yoder, who's right down below us. Penetrating, spinning. Leaning in, passes down low. Here's Gavin Payne with a good move to the hole. Did not go, but that was a nice, strong move in the post, and he's going to get some middle-high energy free throws again.
A nice luncher pass there from Ethan Yoder. Payne spins away from the double team, draws the foul. Isles. The second foul, team second.
Gavin Payne eyes and flies, nothing but net. Give him five. Fry checks in the game. Heilman goes out. Second toss upcoming here, middle high energy. Free throw by Gavin Payne. Eyes and flies, nothing but net. Perfect at the line. He's got six.
39-24 now. Rams by 15. Wildcats putting on some pressure.
In the backcourt. Darris has it across the timeline. Passes down low. Here's a layup. He found wide open Isles for two.
Well, the Wildcats gambled on the wing pass and great vision there to see Isles now open underneath the basket. Nice long pass. Makes it a layup. Now 41-24.
And we got a steal by Darris. Darris is going to have an uncontested layup. Up and in.
15 now for Holden Darris. 43-24. 19-point lead for the Rams. Wildcats the basketball.
Here's Bushong across the timeline. Penetrating, then backs up a little bit. Dumps it off to Yoder. Yoder. Penetrating, passes in the corner. There's Hummel. Back out top. In the hands of Piper. He dumps it to Gavin Payne. The jumper, no. Pulling down the rebounds, Isles. Quickly ahead to Montgomery. Across to Fry. 3:47 to go. 43-24. Here's Fry. He takes the three. Yep. Big three that time by Fry. Another Ace Hardware three-pointer. Make it 46-24.
His first buck of the night. 22-point advantage now for the Rams. 3:30 to play in the third quarter.
Here's a long three ball, and burying it is Piper. Another Ace Hardware three. Give him eight. Quickly had a layup, and that one will go down four aisles. Make it 48-27. They seem to answer every question we have, don't they?
Yeah, Coach Miller's got five new players at the scores table right now, trying to change the momentum a little bit. Hummel's a three-pointer for Kent.
Nice shot by Hummel. 48-30, 3:02 to go. Here's a long three ball. No. Rebound comes down to Yoder. He's pushing it ahead. Here comes Gavin Payne. Nice move. Reverse lay up and in, and he gets the harm. Nice move by Gavin Payne.
Gavin now 8 points now, 48-32. Free throw pending.
Remind you, there will be a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000. We'll win a large one-time pizza from Domino's. And we have a, as you said, Jim, a host of substitutions. Five new ones. Everyone goes out but Gavin Payne, who's going to shoot a free throw here.
Got DeLong out there as well as Dawson Miller. Yep. Gillespie and Johnson in.
Payne makes that free throw. Wilkinson in the game. Wearing 44 tonight, huh? 48-33. Upper with the ball, bringing it down court. Has it out top in the hands of Osborne. Here comes another three ball. No. Rebound comes to Darris. Puts it up, won't go, but he got fouled. Darris very active around the basket.
6'5 senior, 15 points, six rebounds. Got two Ohio free throws coming up here. 2:38 to play in the third quarter. DeLong with the foul is first, team first. Trenton, a 5'9 junior.
Eyes and flies and nothing but net. Four out of five from the line so far this quarter alone by Darris. And as Jim mentioned, he has 16 big points. Eyes and flies, the second one, nothing but net. Another middle ING free throw made by Darris. Give him 17. Leading scorer in the game. In the lane, driving down, it's Johnson to the hole. No. Rebound pulled down very nicely by Osborne. Quickly ahead. Fry to Darris. No. Nice pass from Fry to Darris, and he was on the move, but couldn't get it to drop. Johnson lost the handle, and it's picked up by Darris. He's going the other way to the hole. Passes off to Wilkinson, except he plays for Kent.
Yeah, nice job there by Wilkinson anticipating that pass. Ball going back to the Wildcats. 50-33, Upper Sandusky on top of Kent. 2 minutes player in the third quarter. What number is scoreboard?
Here's Miller. Johnston. Over to Wilkinson. Back out top, it comes to Gillespie. DeLong. And we
yeah, Wilkinson
is without
a shoe. Yeah, he's got one shoe right now.
Nice they stopped it there. There was no intimate action, so they do that. Got that right back on very quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't have to bend over. That was my issue, and bending over is the problem.
Yeah,
like a bend over, getting back up is more of an issue.
Yeah, that's
over.
More of an issue, too. And to do all the strings, too. Miller, Dawson Miller, penetrates and gets it off to Johnson. Here's a long three ball, will not go down. Rebound by Wilkinson. He's got it inside, leaning. Back out top, the ball goes in the back court, and it's going to be over and back.
Yeah, good by Wilkinson there on the offensive glass, trying to kick the ball back out. Do a play in the perimeter, just goes a touch awry. Ball going back to the Rams. Minute 26 playing the third quarter, 50-33. Upper Sandusky on top of Kent on the Rutland Lumber Rio scoreboard.
Fry will inbound it for the Rams. Looking, and finally gets the ball inbounded that time to Heilman. Heilman up top, as Jim said, with 1:23 to go. Beyond the three, didn't take the shot. Cross to Heilman. Then back out top, it comes to Montgomery. Fry. Back to Osborne. being very deliberate again. They did that well the first half, the end of the quarter. And got a nice layup. Here's an elbow jumper. Won't go down that time. By Osborne. Rebound pulled down by the Wildcats.
I think Gillespie clears that one for the Cats. Final 50 seconds here of the third quarter.
Here's Wilkinson. Dumps it off to Miller. Down the lane. The runner off the glass. Very nicely done by Dawson Miller. His first two of the night.
50 to 35 now. Final 35 seconds of the third quarter. Brzezinski with the basketball and the 15-point lead.
Hyman being very deliberate again. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Off to Montgomery. Back to Fry. Fry gets rid of it. They pass down low. Layup up. Will go. Very nicely run that time by Hyman. Give him eight.
You know, foul after the play as well. Rams did a real good job spreading the Wildcats out. That's good. And Cats are struggling to stay with Upper Sandusky. And Amda Press will be here with the deficit that fouls on Miller. That's after the basket. So it's basically a turnover on Kenton Paul going back to Upper Sandusky. Spitz is on the rebound.
Hosted substitutions again. Payne and Yoder come in along with, I believe, Bushong. 16.3 ticks to go in the third quarter. Having trouble getting in. They do get it in, though, to Isles. He dumps it off to Heilman. 12 seconds to go. Out top is Heilman penetrating to the hole. Doesn't take the shot. It's blocked away. Yoder slips away, and Upper somehow gets it back. We have a three at the buzzer. No. We play three here. Upper leads 52-35. We'll be back.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School as we enter the fourth quarter, brought to you by Roof Offices and Andrew Benchick. What do you got, Jim?
Wildcats 12 of 29 from the floor, 6 of 16 from deep. Upper Sandusky goes 20 of 34, 7 of 14 from downtown. 15-13 edge for the Rams, the boards. 4 Upper Sandusky turnovers, 12 for Kenton, so plus 8 for the Rams in that category. 5-8 from the free throw line for Upper Sandusky. Wildcats go 5 of 5.
And Upper Sandusky will get the rock here first. As we said, quarter brought to you by Roof Offices and Andrew Benchick. Darris is going to trigger it in. Deep, and here come the Wildcats. They're going to chase it. Here's Heilman quickly down low. They get it. No shot taken that time. Good defense. Montgomery had to bring it back out.
Yeah, Payne, as I said, they're flashing Bob underneath the basket to keep that backdoor pass to Isles from being thrown. And the Rams just reset and run some more clock with a 17-point lead.
Back out top comes to Montgomery. Skips it across to Heilman. Darris, leading scorer tonight. Drive down low, no shot taken. Back it comes out top in the hands of Heilman. Darris leaning in. Layup, won't go, and he's fouled. And
again, good patient trip, real good decision making there by the Rams. Going to result in two middle hardship free throws for Holden Darris. I think he set all the free throws for the Rams tonight. Am I correct, Bob?
Yoder picks up his foul.
Third foul is team first. Darris has shot all the free throws for Upper Sandusky. I think Gavin Payne shot them all for Kenton.
Yeah, and that's something. Here in the fourth quarter, he eyes and flies and nothing but net. 2-4-6 in the quarter. He's 8. This is his 10th free throw after he gets done with this one. That's a lot of free throws.
Yeah, 18 points. Like to lead everybody.
Darris eyes. He flies and makes the Mid-Ohio G free throw. He's got 19 now. 54-35. Across the timeline, and comes Bushong. Skips it to Yoder. Yoder, being very deliberate, gets it down low. A nice pass inside. Tip up won't go. A couple opportunities there for Payne. Couldn't get it to go. Another on the other end, though. Darris gets it to go.
Yeah, nice jab on the floor there by the Rams. Got the rebound, got the ball out in a hurry. 56-31 now for the Rams.
Here's Yoder with the long three ball. Won't go. Rebound by Darris. 56-35. Remind you, there will be a Root Lumber player of the game for Upper Sandusky and a glaze over of Kenton player of the game for Kenton. Stay tuned. We'll talk about that during the postgame show. Nice pass down low, just off the hands and out of bounds of Montgomery. So just the Wildcats will get it
just
back.
The fifth Upper Sandusky turnover. 6:23 to play in this one. 56-35. Wildcats the basketball. Rams with the lead.
Down court it comes in the hands of Bushong. Across the timeline he comes. Hands off to Payne. He takes a long three. No. Rebound pulled down very nicely by Hummel. And then taken out of his hands by Heilman. Across it comes to Montgomery.
6 minutes to go on this one. 56-35. 21-point lead. The Rams, again, being very patient here as they have been basically throughout the night, but certainly they've done a great job about situational basketball, taking the air of the ball in the second quarter and the third quarter, and here giving the big lead, running a lot of a backdoor set, deep three-pointer on the way.
Yep. Makes it hard for you to get back in the game when they spread it out like that.
Yep.
Very deliberate when you're down 56-35. Back out top, they're going to get another chance, though. Heilman.
Yeah, Josh Heilman missed the three-pointer. Justin Heilman got the offensive rebound. The Rams will reset. 5.5 to go in this one. 21-point lead for Upper Sandusky. Rams the basketball.
Darris cross faking the three, but not taking his Heilman. He drives to the lane. The runner. He gets it to go. Took it right to the hole. Give him 10.
Second player in double figures tonight. 21 for Darris. 10 for Josh Heilman.
Piper in the lane. In the corner. Here's a three ball. No, won't go down for. Back up and in, though, by Yoder. Good job on the boards. Give him 4 points.
4 points, the team leading 7 rebounds.
And we got somebody on the floor there.
Some kind of violation. I think one of the Wildcat players was on the sideline, on the baseline when the ball was touched. So ball going back to Upper Sandusky. Again, 5 new players coming in for Kenton. Or 4, I should say. Excuse me.
Yep. Miller, Wilkinson, DeLong, and Wilkinson. And DeLong. And Upper will trigger in under their own basket. Darris will do that. I'm trying to find somebody open. Good defense. They do get it into Isles. He dumps it back off to Darris, and Darris says, let me bring it back out top and reset it. And he does to Montgomery. Backing up here. Spreading them out here. Tough when you're down this much when they're being very deliberate. And there's a steal almost, but they're able to pick it back up. Inside shot put up and in by Darris. He was at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, the way that the game has gone for both teams, great hustle there for the Rams. Wildcats fighting for the ball. Can't get it and winds up a nice crisp pass. 2 more points there for Holden. Darris gives him a game high 23. And that's the lead right now for the Rams, 60-37, 23-point advantage.
Here is Yoder. Johnston. Here's a long one by Dawson Miller. Won't go. 2 guys going up. Bringing the rebound is Montgomery. Upper the other way. 60-37. And we got a Root Lumber timeout. We'll take one, too. 60-37. Upper with the lead. We'll be back.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton Athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School here. After that Root Lumber timeout, the Rams still lead 60-37. We have 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Again, after the game, to we go off the air, well, the Domino's question the game, 419-675-3000, a large one piece from Domino's Pizza.
In 3 locations, Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. I learned that the other night. Across the timeline quickly comes Heilman. And they skip it left corner and it comes to Montgomery. And back out top to Dares. Backdoor cut, layup up and in. I bet they drew that up during the timeout.
Real good execution in there for the Rams.
Heilman gets that, his 10th point.
And it's now 62-37. Again, Rams doing a real good job. Clinic offensively, no doubt about that.
Ball's out top and hands it to Long. He dumps it across. Here's a long three ball. No, doesn't hit anything. Out of bounds, going to belong to Upper Sandusky. You know, an opportunity for Upper. They probably called the timeout to see if they could run a play. Learning experience here and ran it to perfection.
Wildcats now 6 of 21 from three tonight.
Ooh. Inbounded. Here's Heilman. 3:24 to go in this one. On your region, your radio 95.3 WKTM. Jim Holman, Bob Simmons bringing this action. Dares has the rock out top. Passes down low. Leaning in, but no shot taken. They get it back out top.
Nice job by Wilkinson defending Isles on the block. Yep. Forced him out, made him kick that one away. Good defense there by the young man.
Isles has it back to Heilman. And back out top.
Again, Bob, we said young man, good learning experience for the Rams. Same for a lot of these Wildcat players. Some of these guys are JV guys who don't get a lot of varsity time. You know what? Yes, score's not great right now for the Wildcats, but you're getting a chance in a varsity basketball game to learn and compete tonight. Get better from this.
Exactly right. Out top it comes to Dares. In the corner, faking the three and not taking it, but penetrating. Passes down low. Shot put up by Dares. How did he make that? Two guys on him.
Well, again, you can tell these guys have played together quite a bit, Bob. They're throwing passes where they think someone's going to be. In the NFL term, they're throwing guys open. There's a nice little lob pass over a Kenton defender to a back-cutting out Dares, who catches it and lays it in. 64-37 now, Rams.
Wilkinson tries the three ball. No good. Rebound comes down, goes out of bounds. Going to stay. It's going to go to Upper Sandusky. 64-37, 2:14 to go in the game. Fry checks in.
Oh, substitution there for both teams. They're Wildcats now with Johnston, Hummel, Yoder. Bushong and Payne, the five and the fourth, the final 2:14. This one, Wildcats going to drop their second straight, going to fall to 7-5 on the year.
Fry gets it across.
Which is what Upper Sandusky will be here in 2 minutes.
Yep. Similar basketball teams here. Dares, he backs it up, dumps it off. Osborne gets rid of it quickly. Over to Montgomery. Not in a particular hurry. I guess you don't have to be when you're up 64-37. Almost a steal there, but Dares did step to and get the ball. He has the rock. Dumps the ball off to Montgomery. He backs up a little bit.
Minute and a half to play in this one. 64-37. Upper Sandusky on top of Kenton. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons on your region at 95.3.
Oh, great WKTN. Backdoor cut. Two more for Heilman. Give him 12. That was a nice cut to the basket.
Three and double figures for the Rams.
66-37. 1:20 to go. Back out top it comes. Here's a long three. Now Gavin Payne with an Ace Hardware three.
Timeout there. Root Lumber Time. We'll keep here. 30-second time. Basically just for Upper Sandusky to sub some guys in. 1:10 to play in this one. Payne the first Wildcat in double figures with 12 points.
Dares leads the game with 25 big ones. One 10, as Jim said, to go in the game here, and we're ready to take it out here. And everybody giving high fives to the starting five for the Rams. Quickly down court comes Schoenberger. Luke passes the ball into Fry. Fry up court. 1:04 to go. Fry penetrating. Dumps it in the corner. Back out top it comes to Fry. Passes to the elbow, then back it comes to Craig. He dumps it off in the corner, thinking about the three that time with Osborne, but he didn't take it. Back out top it comes to Craig. Back looking, dribbling around with 40 seconds to go. Off to Craig. He gets it back. He takes the long three, in and out. Rebound comes down, goes out of bounds. Going to stay with the Rams. Craig took that one. That was all the way down.
We got 31 seconds left. 66-40. Upper Sandusky with the basketball.
Triggering in is going to be Schoenberger.
in the 26-point lead.
Now they change it. It's going to be Gibson. Looking to trigger in, comes way out top to Fry. Fry with 26 seconds to go. Fry at 24. Off to Craig at 20. Back to Gibson with 16. I think they're just going to be patient here to hold it.
Yeah, I think I'm to the point where if Kenton allows them, they'll let the game end.
Yep.
8 seconds left in this one.
And it's going to end here in just 4 seconds. We got a final here from Upper Sandusky. The Rams win 66-40. We'll be back to talk about it after the...
Are you passionate about engineering? Looking for a career shift? Then join the incredible staff at Ohio High Point Career Center as a high school engineering teacher. Help shape the engineers of tomorrow and open doors to endless possibilities. As the demand for skilled technicians continues to rise, Ohio High Point needs you to train the next generation of engineers, IT, and cybersecurity leaders. You'll enjoy an industry-leading benefits package, salary, and tuition reimbursement as you make a difference in students' lives. Start the next chapter of your career and apply at ohiohighpoint.com.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN. Hensel ReadyMix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel ReadyMix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel ReadyMix today. Hensel ReadyMix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Cessna Transport post-game show. The Rams improved to 7-5 on the year. They win the game 66-40 over the Wildcats.
Yeah, both teams now 7-5 in the season. Wildcats go 14-38 from the floor, 7-23 from deep. Upper Sandusky goes 26-42, 7-16 from downtown. 22-14 edge for the Rams, the boards. 7 rebounds for Holden Darris to lead the Rams. Also got 4 cans for Brock Montgomery. Kenton was led by Ethan Yoder, had 7 rebounds as well. 12 Kenton turnovers, 5 for Sandusky. Rams do a great job. They're taking care of the basketball, +7 in that category. From the foul line, Wildcats go 5-5. Upper Sandusky goes 7-10.
Let's look at the scoring tonight. Upper Sandusky had 2, 4, 6, 7 people score. 2 points tonight by Parker Osborne. 3 points tonight by Gavin Fry. 6 points tonight by Brock Montgomery. And then 8 points tonight by Kareem Isles. Then they have 3 in double figures. 12 points by Josh Heilman, 10 by Justin Heilman, and our root player of the game is going to Holden Darris. He had 25 big points.
Yep, 25.7 rebounds to lead the Rams in that category.
And for the Wildcats, they have 2, 4, 6, 7 score. 3 points tonight by Corbin Johnson, 3 also for Maddox Hummel, 2 tonight by Dawson Miller, 4 tonight by Ethan Yoder, 12 tonight by Gavin Payne, 8 tonight by Stephen Piper, and our glazed-over player of the game is going to Blaine Bushong, who also had 8.
66-40, Upper Sandusky defeats Kenton. We'll take one more time to assist the transfer post-game show and wrap this one up from Upper Sandusky right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Wright self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Brand new Ram 1500s and 2500s, Jeep Grand Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more. All with freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off MSRP. 13 grand off, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Ram 1500 is the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 ever. Need credit? We work hard to get you approved, even if you've been turned down elsewhere, and we want your trade no matter how much you owe. Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off, 3.9% financing for 72 months, and no payments for 90 days during the Start Something New sales event at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Marion. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
23 Ram 1500, 42.2, 2,000 down, 628 a month, 72 months, 3.9% APR plus tax tag title. Deferment to qualified buyers.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Upper Sandusky High School during the Cessna Township postgame show. We will tell you in the JV game, that was won by Kenton, 49-45. And Upper Sandusky wins the varsity game 66-40. Like to thank Seth back at the station and a great job by Jim Holman. This is Bob Simmons saying good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, West Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.